6 years ago, when my mother passed away, I recited the mourner's Kaddish every day as part of the Jewish ritual and traditions during the period of mourning for parents. While writing this paragraph, hundreds of Israeli Jewish people have begun reciting the mourner's Kaddish as they mourn and grieve the loss of their dear ones killed on Saturday, the October 7th, 2023 massacre. It is odd that at the saddest, most difficult and shattering moments that we experience in our lives, we actually praise and express our gratitude to God Almighty. Whilst our loved one has just departed the world, we praise God's exaltness and greatness. The mourner's Kaddish is recited for 11 months as part of the 12 months mourning period. Traditionally, it is recited out loud by the prayer leader and by the mourners, with the congregation replying, Amen. Kaddish is a very ancient Jewish prayer, focused on sanctifying God's name and glory in the world. Most of the prayer is written in Aramaic, which indicates that it was composed during the Second Temple or Roman period. Originally composed as a prayer which used to be recited while studying the Torah, later it became an integral part of the daily prayers as an appeal to God to hear our prayers, as well as asking Him to bestow peace in the world. What makes this unique text so powerful and eternal? Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba, exalted and sanctified be His great name. These opening words refer to the fulfillment of God's prophecy through Ezekiel 38:23, and I will thus exalt myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many of the many nations, as they will know that I am Adonai. Even though Kaddish is mainly identified with loss, death, and grief, none of us are mentioned in it. Instead, we mention the exaltness, the eternity of God. After all, what can overcome death? Not we, mortals. Our bond and covenant with God Almighty, however, can. The awareness, the confidence that God is eternal, that our connection with God and His greatness has always and will continue forever, offers much comfort and strength at the most difficult times. Jewish parents have always made sure that someone would say the mourner's Kaddish once they passed away, as a symbol that they are part of a timeless chain of the Jewish nation and its traditions. The Kaddish prayer ends with the Hebrew words, Oseh shalom bimromav, Hu yaaseh shalom aleinu, ve'al kol Yisrael, ve'al kol yoshvei tevel, ve'imru amen. He who makes peace in His high heavens, may He, in His mercy, make peace for us and for all Israel, for all inhabitants of the world, and say Amen. Such a prayer raises us above the pain of the here and now and transports us to eternity.
גדל והתקדש מרבה. ועלמה דיברה פעותיה וימליך מלכותיה ויצמח פורקנה ויקרב משיחיה. וחייכון וביום יכון ובחיי דפות בית ישראל. בעגלה ובזמן קריב ואמרו אמן.
אמן ישמי רבה ובורה.
יש למה רבה מן שמיה, חיים וסבה וישועה, ונחמה ושזפה, ורפואה ופעולה וסליחה וכפרה. ורווח והצלה לנו ולכל עמו ישראל ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום במרומיו, הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן.